From KDKA Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Monday, July 22nd. There were at least 7 water rescues in Allegheny County overnight after thunderstorms and heavy rain. Swift water response teams took at least 3 people to safety at Plum Creek Estates in Plumboro. 2 boats and 2 more for backup were called into service. Flooding also hit the Meadows in Penn Hills. Wayne Lewis with Swiftwater Flood Rescue talked with KDKA-TV.
We encountered a significant amount of flooding, more than this area is really prone to. The local departments did a superb job on getting the teams in here to get these people rescued.
Lewis says there were no injuries. The rescues all went smoothly. Wet weather is ahead today. Some showers this morning, followed by thunderstorms and more downpours this afternoon. AccuWeather's Heather Zehr tells KDK Radio conditions will be nice, though, the rest of the week.
That will kind of kick in tomorrow. Clouds give way to some sun. That humidity is nice and low by then. Probably the best weather comes Thursday and Friday. We still have the sunshine. We still have the low humidity, but highs are back into the low 80s.
Nighttime lows will be in the upper 50s and lower 60s through Thursday. A public viewing is being held today for Pittsburgh police officer Calvin Hall. KDK Radio's Melinda Roeder has more.
The final goodbye for Officer Hall began a Saturday night with an emotional end-of-watch ceremony.
End of watch, July 17, 2019.
Family, including Officer Hall's fiance, were there as his badge number was signed off over dispatch. Today, hundreds are expected to gather for a viewing at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall in Oakland from noon till 8. A funeral service will take place tomorrow at 11 at the same location, followed by a burial at Homewood Cemetery.
I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.